Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1928, the audio engineers from Victor were in Memphis holding recording sessions. They had an ambitious schedule and would be there over the course of a month. On Friday morning, August 31st, a guitarist from Mississippi, Ishman Bracey, got up in front of the microphone.
Won't you tell me, mama, mama, what have I said or done? Woman, you treat me like my trouble just begun.
Up next was a friend and musical associate, Tommy Johnson. It had been Bracey who'd recommended him to a local talent scout. They'd both come to Memphis in February 1928 to make their recording debut, and they were both called back a second time when Victor returned for further sessions later that summer.
Crying Kate, mama. Crying so low, killing me. Crying Kate, mama. So low, killing me. Yeah, can't go.
The first tune that Tommy Johnson cut at his August recording date was Canned Heat Blues. At the time, the nation was under the grips of Prohibition, and Sterno, otherwise known as Canned Heat, was often used as a cheap source of alcohol when other forms weren't readily available. Unfortunately, the cumulative effects were toxic to the body, and Johnson's composition would later prove to be ironically prophetic.
I will come a good morning with candy heat on my mind. Woke up good morning, candy was on my mind.
Over the passing decades, Ishman Bracey and Tommy Johnson parted company. Bracey for the church, and Johnson for the life of the archetypal blues musician. Canned Heat Blues would later inspire the name of a 1960s rock group, helping to immortalize it for all time. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available on iTunes and on the web at prx.org.
Mama, mama, crying candy, killing me.